I kept asking myself that question as I stared at the nearly empty bottom of my cup. I made it my personal mission to punch, kick, shoot through, or bulldoze the walls of my personal comfort zone. Now, I'm able to make presentations to business groups anywhere from Tokyo to Toronto. I'm able to strike up conversations with strangers anywhere, from train stations to airplanes to packed bars, and I'm able to set them and myself at ease. Now, I've met the love of my life. It took me taking courage and boldly marching out of my comfort zone and personal shell for me to meet her, finally. I was able to do all these because of the one key revelation and personal realization that shot through my brain like 1,000 crystal bullets that summer in Rome so many years ago. I realized I have a tremendous amount of control over what I choose to feel, do, and define myself as. In other words, by simply taking ownership of what I choose to believe about myself, I can change my life. A few years later, I found out that there was actually a scientific name for this personal revelation of mine. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, or CBT. In this book, I'm going to share with you some practical techniques on the fundamentals of CBT, so you can overcome fear, limitations, depression, anxiety, emotional reactions, extreme emotional sensitivity, and other negative states of mind. Take note, I have consciously written this book in plain English as much as possible. As powerful as the concepts and exercises CBT may bring to the table, a lot, too much, of the professional literature out there seems to be written for psychologists, by psychologists, psychiatrists, and other mental health professionals. It seems that they are just speaking to themselves and a lot is lost in translation. I have a different tack. I have written this book using very accessible terms so you can get a clear and actionable part out of whatever personal issues you're grappling with. That's right, you don't have to have a master's degree or a PhD to understand, put into use, and benefit from the CBT information contained in this book. Who is this book for? This book is for people who are having a tough time dealing with low self-esteem, low confidence, social fears, bouts of sadness or depression, who constantly think negative limiting thoughts. The bottom line? By changing your thought patterns and assumptions, you can make positive changes in your life that will help you become a happier, more content person, capable of living life with a full sense of well-being and contentment. Disclaimer. If you are suffering from a professionally diagnosed mental, emotional, or personality disorder or group of disorders, please make sure you consult with your doctor or primary care provider regarding your treatment options. Continue to take your medications, if any. The information provided in this book is not intended to, nor should be taken as, a replacement for whatever professional, medical, or psychological assistance you are already receiving or thinking of receiving. None of the information presented in this book is intended nor explicitly or practically positioned as professional advice or directions or recommendations. Chapter 1. It's All in Your Head. The Core of CBT. My buddy Raoul's words ran through my mind for a long time. When he first told me that my shyness was all in my head, my first reaction was, of course, very negative. I was shocked. I was saying, who is this guy to tell me that I'm just imagining all these issues? Who is this guy to tell me that, ultimately, I don't really have that much of an issue at all? I was very resistant. Call it equal parts denial and avoidance. I really did not want to absorb Raoul's summary of what was going on in my life. But the more I thought about it, the more it sunk in. It was all in my head, and the good news is, if it's in my head, I can choose what enters. This goes to the heart of CBT. CBT's fundamental assumptions can be summed up by the following statements. The way you think distorts your emotional responses to the information you receive from the world around you. This distorted emotional response produces badly adapted or less than ideal decisions or actions from you. These actions produce negative or less than positive results, which further reinforces your negative thinking.